Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Vini, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weamy. It is so much fun to introduce you guys to my friend Kelly Johnson. You guys, this woman is fire. She is so freaking talented, probably one of the most humble people I know. So Kelly, like, I'm just so really glad that you're here and you're going to let me brag on you a little bit today, because for real, like, I am so grateful that God has brought us together and the two of us are partnering to make massive changes, massive transformation in the lives of women every single day who are wanting to spiral up, to level up, to create a massive impact in their life and in their business. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So Kelly is a body worker and a coach. That's like a very basic definition of what Kelly does. But let me just tell you, you guys, we just got back from this amazing retreat in Costa Rica. I asked Kelly to come down as part of staff so that she can help me serve these ladies as a surprise. It was so much fun, wasn't it? Like, they had no idea what they were in for. And you were a highlight of our adventure in Costa Rica. For sure. Because one of the things that Kelly does is brings in multiple modalities to help us to discover and release hidden subconscious and body energy blocks that are preventing us from showing up, from stepping up, from being the best versions of ourselves. And Kelly, you use things like massage therapy and energy healing, and you're like, you're intuitive. We can get into all of the cool experiences that I personally had with this, but you use emotion code, body code. Like, there's so much to you that is almost hard to explain how precious and special you are and how grateful I am to have you as part of my program.
Thank you. I mean, I just feel honored that I get to be in your space and work on you and with your clients. And Costa Rica was life-changing for me, and being able to work on just really motivated, high-impact women was really cool.
Like, it's a dream come true, isn't it? And Kelly and I, like, we met through a mutual friend. We're both certified to do human design. So that's how we met. And the two of us hit it off, and Kelly and I both do some energy work through some energy software that we both use. And that has been life changing for the people that we've helped. And we just have continued to get to know each other over the years. And so I was like, hey, Kelly, I want to bring this cool new component to the retreat. Would you join us? And then I also had to ask Kelly to become one of my experts inside of Spiral Up. So for those of you guys who don't kind of know how I have things working here in the Spiral Up program that I offer, but people get access to training from experts like Kelly, and the members of my high level Spiral Up program actually get access to working with her. It's so freaking amazing. And I just want to say that the gifting that you brought to Costa Rica was so profound that I asked you if you would be willing to be a permanent fixture to my retreat. So you're coming to the Dominican Republic with me in September. You guys, there's a couple of spots left. It's pretty much sold out. I have a couple people who've been on the wait list that haven't confirmed. So if you want to snatch one of those spots, you're going to have to make sure that you reach out to me like ASAP on any of my channels. But Kelly, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you did in Costa Rica? Because it was just so cool to watch the transformation that I saw.
Okay. So a little bit about what I do is I ask women, or whoever my client is at the time, I ask them to set their intention for what it is they're wanting to shift or change, or what goal they're wanting to achieve. And what was really cool is with the experience you had created, all of these women had high empowering goals that they were ready to shift from, ready to change. And so the moment I was able to have them in my session room, and I do massage therapy. I usually do this on a massage table. Traveling, we got creative, and I did it on a twin mattress. And honestly, I'm like, I might just have a twin mattress in my office because I loved it. But what I did was I create a space where there's oil supporting. There's just the whole room is supportive of the person being tended to. And once that intention is set, I am able to follow their body's lead to figure out what blocks are keeping them from reaching that goal that they're wanting. And so being able to tune into each person's energy and follow that is what makes my session so customized and also hard to explain because it's never the same twice. And so, right. You know, we're releasing trapped emotions, we're releasing cords that are connecting us to other people, even if we've been in, you know, really negative relationships and someone's come in and tried to manipulate our energy, whether that's what that individual knows they're doing or not. I'm able to go in and basically bring your body space back to you so that you get to create what you want.
It's amazing. And the other thing that I just love about you is your devotion to God, and you bring him into this picture with you. And it's like, he's guiding you. It's like, he's helping you find these hidden blocks that are holding us back. And I want to kind of paint you guys a picture, because you're like, hidden blocks, hidden energy. Like, I don't get it. Right. And this is the best way for me to describe it. And Kelly, you can expand on this, but it's like, you know what you should be doing or need to be doing. You've been tuning into coaching, you are in direct sales maybe, and you've been listening to your upline saying, all you need to do is this, or this is what I'm supposed to be doing every single day. But for some reason, you just can't get yourself to do it. It's like the logic is there, but why in the heck am I not able to follow through? What are my fears behind it that I don't even realize? What are the blocks that have been holding me back from really stepping into all of the ways that I want to show up, or I need to show up? And I'm like, I just can't. And then what happens is that we start to doubt ourselves. We think, you know, we don't have what it takes. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe this isn't for me. And that's not it at all. It might just be this tiny little shift in energy that needs to be released, that all of a sudden you're like, why the heck was that so dang hard? Right?
Yeah.
Right. And one of the things that I think is kind of fun, like the way that the aha moments that I've been having with my clients lately is like, what if it was easy? Like, what if it was easy? Like, why are we making it so complicated? And that's what I love about what you do, is that it doesn't have to be easy, or it didn't have to be hard. It's like the Holy Spirit through you is literally unblocking and releasing something that's perhaps been plaguing you for your whole life, or maybe even, you know, generations. So why don't you tell us a little bit about energy, in the sense of, what is an energy block? Because there might be some people who are like, I don't get that.
Yeah. Okay. So an energy block can be so many different things. But one thing that I think about is, you know, in our brains, we have neurotransmitters, we have a thought connected with emotion that creates a thought pattern that becomes a well-worn thought pattern. So a lot of times in my sessions, I talk about it as like, you know, I grew up camping, and so we'd go on these mountain roads, and there'd be these deep rutted roads. Wow. And I view that as the thoughts that we have. And so what are our thoughts about money? What are our thoughts about even spirituality? What are our beliefs about ourselves? Do we feel worthy of it? Do we feel like we deserve it? Do we feel confident? Do we feel brave? Those types of things. All of those thoughts have a neural pathway. And so what energy is it's basically what takes up the space in that neural pathway. And, you know, if it's a trapped emotion from something that you picked up maybe when you were 5 or maybe in your 20s or at any point in time in your life, mm-hmm. if that trapped emotion is stuck in the body, according to body code and emotion code, they talk about how trapped energy oftentimes, especially trapped emotions, it's oftentimes the size of an orange in our body. So like, let's say we have, you know, a physical pain in our right shoulder, and we also have the trapped emotion of abandonment in our shoulder. That means that every process that happens through our body, abandonment is going to be vibrating there and impacting the muscle, the blood, the tendons, all of the things that are there. Yeah. And so if we can identify what that energy is and release it, we have the opportunity to be in our natural flow. And what I believe the natural flow to be is who God created us to be, our highest best selves.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. And I'm just going to tell you guys all about a couple of the things. I mean, you were so amazing and you spent so much extra time with me. I was like blown away, so grateful. But like, I think about a couple things that are coming to mind off the top of my head. It's like, you're like, hey, so what happened when you were 24? I'm noticing some grief that you've been holding on to. And I can't remember where my body that you had picked up on it. And I was like 24. And I'm like thinking in my head, where was I in my life at 24? And I'm like, okay, that was before anesthesia school. So I would have been, you know, here. And I'm like, oh, my grandma passed away. And it was the first grandparent or anybody close to me that had ever passed away. And I took her death really hard. Like for a year, I grieved like pretty hard for her. And you're just like, okay. And so you helped me work through that. Like your grandma's here. And I understand that you probably held on to some of this grief because it was your way of holding on to her. And she's telling you it's okay to let that go. And I'm just like, holy crap. Like, how did you know this thing, you know? And one of the other things that you picked up on, which was really interesting, and I knew exactly what you were talking about, is you picked up on something that was a fear of my mom's that I had taken on. And it was like, holy crap, how did you know that? And so by releasing that, it was just like, and I'll get even more vulnerable with you guys because that's, you know, you're my listeners, right? Like we get to be a family, but it was, my mom had this fear of, like it being too late. And I don't remember all the details of our session, but that was like the main gist of it. And I remember like my mom has always, I love her. Kelly, you've met my mom. Like she's got such a big heart. And one of the things that she's always wanted more for us. Like she never went to college. She never was encouraged to go to college when she was that age. She, you know, got married and started a family really young and she always wanted more for us. And it was almost like she's taken on this idea that it was too late for her. So she can go ahead and pass that belief and that dream on to us. Right. But I have actually taken that energetically without even realizing it. And I have this thing where I just don't want to run out of time. Like I have a big, huge impact to make. And it's like my logic self knows, like I will accomplish everything that the Lord intends for me to accomplish. Like this isn't on me. And that when my time is up, it's that I've completed everything he's asked me to do. So my brain knows that. But inside of me somewhere, it was like this fear that I was going to live unfulfilled and that I didn't do my job and that I missed my chance. And I'm like, shit, like, how did you know that? And I didn't even realize it until you said it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's totally true.
Yeah. And I read a book one time, The Body Keeps the Score. I feel like.
Yes. Yes. I've read that.
Percolates in personal development. Yeah. And what's amazing is oftentimes when people are telling me about sessions, I'm like, oh, I don't remember that. Because it's so in the moment that I'm listening to your body. Mm-hmm. And people will ask me, how do you know this? And I'm like, I don't. Your body does. Because we hold our whole life experience in our body, mm-hmm. especially the things that we don't know to let go of, that we don't know how to let go of. We hold that in. And so a lot of times when we just hold space for the body and we let the body speak, which is what I've learned to do, we're able to let so many things come to the surface and shift that opens up our path. Like it opens up the pathways in our body and then opens up our path and how we move forward.
It's so cool. And I know that the gals that were on the retreat, like we don't give names or, you know, really, really intimate details, but share some of the insights that you remember them sharing with us. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that, you know, we talk about it at the dinner table. Like what are some of the other releases that you noticed that happened while we were all, you know, going through this transformation together?
One that I think about, I'm going to be working really hard not to say names because I want to keep that confidentiality. Yeah. But one was that she was able to connect with her husband that had passed away, where it had always come through other people. Then she was able to connect with him. Another one was just how much like stress and worry she was holding in her body, in her digestive system. Mm-hmm. Another one, like all through her neck and shoulders, it was just like little it looked like the inside of a clock in my brain. And so it was releasing all of what was put in her body to let it be her. I mean, it kind of sounds strange to say out of session, but like to let it be her flesh and blood and not let it be anything other than that in her body.
Yeah.
And yeah, just the freedom. Like that's what I hear a lot of people talk about after sessions like this, is they just feel freedom in their body, freedom to be themselves and to let things go.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what's so cool. It's like one of my favorite verses is Romans 12:2. Do not be transformed. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Why can't I say it right now? Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Anyway, the point is that like I believe that when we're born, we're so pure. And then we take on all of this baggage from the patterns of this world, the things that have happened to us, the things that have happened to our parents, the things that happen to us as we grow. And it just becomes this baggage. And I feel like my evolution as a human being, my spiral up journey has literally been shedding the shit that has been accumulated over the years that has held me down and has really taken me away from who God has made me be. And it's like, as I evolve into this next version of myself, it's really not becoming more, it's actually becoming who I've always been. And that's what I think some of the work that you do is helping people do. And it's so freaking powerful.
Thank you. I would agree. And honestly, what you're doing too, because when you sat me down and you're like, okay, go back deeper than that memory, it was so freeing to be like, oh my gosh, I can let this go. I don't have to carry this. And there's so many ways to address those energies.
Yeah.
It's just knowing that they're there and let's do the work to address them. Yeah.
And so speaking of that, I mean, you and I both have techniques, and that's what's so cool, right? Is that I bring in people within this like rock star world-class like team of forward momentum experts, right? That help with this. And I also want to empower people to figure some of this out on their own. I want you guys to be able to have some of these tools, to be able to work through some of this stuff on your own without having to depend on people like Kelly and I, because I want all of us to be healed, right? And of course I would love for you to work with us, but I want you guys to have some tools at home. So Kelly, one of the things that you were able to do is expand upon a technique that I've used for a long time, which is muscle testing and utilizing the techniques from the emotion code. And I would love for us to kind of dive into some surface level on that people can start using right now from listening to this podcast, because I will tell you, I've had two coaching sessions today, and both of these women were in Costa Rica, and both of them have been using the tools that we've talked about at the retreat, and it's given them so much peace. It's given them clarity. It's given them confidence to make decisions. And I'm just like, yes, this is amazing. This is exactly what I want. So talk to us a little bit about emotion code.
Okay. So in emotion code, it's an app that you can have on your phone. You can download emotion code for free from the app store. And it brings up 60 emotions that are the common emotions that our bodies go through. Obviously there's more than that, but the other ones that like the ones that aren't on the list, yeah. You can still just find them on the list by trusting that it's close enough.
Yeah.
But basically what you do is you ask yourself, do I have a trapped emotion? And even before that, you want to be able to use muscle testing. Do you want me to explain muscle testing?
Yeah, totally do it. And those of you guys who are listening to the podcast, if you are a visual person like I am, feel free to come on over into my Facebook page or into the YouTube channel and watch the video of this. But Kelly, yeah, why don't you go ahead and go through that?
Okay. So muscle testing is a way where we can ask our body yes or no questions and we can get an answer. And I like to say like a yes answer is open and expansive, because that's meaning it's open, like we're open to that. We want that. We're receptive to that. A no answer feels very closed off and like we're cautious. We're not really sure what we think about this. And so when you're doing, like if you want to do the sway test, you stand with your feet shoulder width apart, you ask a question, you let your body move. You let it have freedom. And a yes will pull forward and a no will pull backward. Now, things can make it so that it's opposite, but, and we can get into that at a different time, but like yes is forward, no is back. Yeah. And so you can ask yes or no questions. And I like to view it like 20 questions. So like, if I wanted to know, why do I have a pain in my shoulder? Then I would say, do I have a trapped emotion creating pain in my shoulder? And if the answer is yes, and I'm moving forward, if you're doing the sway test, then that tells me, okay, I have a trapped emotion here. And then what's great about the emotion code is instead of having to like fill in, identify what the emotion is, whatever that is, you can use the chart and say, is it in column A or column B? Is it an odd row or an even row? And then you're down to 5 emotions that you can test through and see.
Yes.
And then once you know what you need to about that age, life experience, is it your own emotion, then your body's able to release it. And with emotion code, the technique they use is swiping on your governing meridian. So that's your upper lip up over your head, down your back. And you can just swipe 3 times to release the trapped emotion. What I've also noticed is just identifying everything that the body's needing to say about that, the body will start to naturally release it.
So one of the things that I feel really has helped the clients that I've worked with is that the sway test is great, but sometimes the answer isn't as obvious as we want it to be. And that's why I love using our fingers. And I know that you have a technique that you use. I do one that's a little more less likely for me to mess up because I might not be at a joint or I might be at a joint if I do it like you do. But yeah. But, you know, one of the ways that you've taught us, and I've learned from reading his books as well, is to create a circle with one of our hands, correct?
Yep.
And then with the other hand, we're going to basically lock it in like a chain.
Yep.
And our goal is that with a yes, my muscles are going to be really strong and I'm not going to be able to break this chain. But if the answer is no, it's crazy and it works that my muscles will literally become weaker and my hands will come apart.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that you have reinforced as well is to test it, right? Like asking questions that we already know the answer to so that we can feel confident in what we're seeing. So it's like, okay, my name is Lachelle. Yes. My name is Rhonda. No. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to tell you this, is so crazy, you guys. So we were on this coaching call after we got back from Costa Rica and people were asking us like, how was it? Didn't come. And we were talking about, you know, this emotion code and I was kind of giving them like this, like bird's eye view of it. Anyway, we were testing it on one of the people in my group. And I was like, I knew that she had dogs, right? So I'm like, okay, do you have dogs? Yes. Do you have a pet turtle? Yes. And she's like, and I'm like, why did I even say turtle? It was the weirdest thing. Later on that day, no lie, she messages me back and she goes, I had a pet turtle. I released him into the ocean. He must still be alive. She sent me a picture. What? This is freaking insane. So anyway, I just had to tell that fun story because it's like, it's really cool how the universe has our back, right? Like things work out more than what we even realize they do. So when somebody wants to discover if they have a trapped emotion, you said the first thing is, do I have a trapped emotion?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Then what's the next thing that I want to ask myself?
Then I would ask, do I need to know more about it?
Okay.
And if the answer is yes, then you would ask, do I need to know what age and find the age? And what I do, like I'm 35, so I would just say, is it before I was 20? Is it before I was 10? And then if it's like, yes, it's before 20, but not before 10, then, you know, process of elimination that way. So then once you know the age, if you need to know it, then you can know, like, do you need to know where it's located in your body? Do you need to know, most of the time it's age, location, life event. And if you still need to know more after identifying those 3 things, then you would ask, is this my emotion? Did I absorb this? Is this inherited? Did I absorb this while I was in the womb? So is it a prenatal emotion or preconception? And also if you do download the app, it has a section where it will guide you through all those questions.
Amazing.
Yeah, and so you need to know all the experience around it.
What if you ask it, like, do I have a trapped emotion? Yes. Am I ready to release it? I remember that was one of the questions that you had us do. And what if the answer is no? Then you just stop.
So that's when you ask the follow-up questions. So do I have a trapped emotion? Yes. Do I need to know more about it?
Okay. I see.
Or am I ready to release it? No. Then you go, do I need to know an age? Do I need to know a life event?
Got it. Got
and
it.
That's what you do.
That's amazing. And then once you identify, so let's just make up something. So like, yes, I need to know, I'm trying to think, I could pull up my app right now just to give an example, but let's just say that I have grief when I was 24. let's just say. So then I identify that. And then what you said was basically you can just like swipe your meridian. I have a hat on, but
I usually do like 3 times on my neck.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. And then you feel lighter and you feel freer. And I got to just tell you guys too, like I get goosebumpy. Kelly, we haven't even really talked since, we haven't talked a lot since we got back.
Yeah.
I have been processing so much from our time together that it has come in waves. And I actually did a podcast episode from last week that was all about this revelation for me. And so you guys might not notice everything right away, but you'll notice that once you release some things, it shifts things inside of you. And all of a sudden you start putting different pieces of the puzzle together that weren't able to come together until you got rid of this one part that was holding that back. It's insane. And so if I can just say, like, from the top of the mountains, how amazing you are. And I know that you are working on some really, really cool projects that are going to help people learn some of these modalities from courses that you've taught. You are, going to be a part of my next retreat, which is so fun. You're part of my Spiral Up program. So my clients get to have a session with you. And it's just so much fun to watch you and continue to shine and serve and be God's light. And I just am so grateful for you.
Thank you. I feel the same about you. And I feel like I say that all the time. I'm so grateful for Lachelle. I'm so grateful for Lachelle. And one thing I want to add to what you were saying is in the body code and in the emotion code, they actually talk about how when you release imbalances, you can be shifting and changing for up to 6 months after releasing. Mm. Because things get embedded inside of our body so much that it takes that long for us to fully release and shift and change with what we're letting go in our body.
It's crazy, you guys. And up to 85% of our physical symptoms that we have an emotional component to it. So releasing some of these trapped emotions may very well even help to clear up some of the physical ailments that you have going on. Like, it's really powerful. Okay, Kelly, like, I've been painting this amazing picture of you, which you are, but I want to just like make sure that you're human like the rest of us. Okay. So can you tell us if you have ever had some moments as an entrepreneur, as a mom, as a woman, where you start spiraling down like the rest of us, or are you completely immune to that?
Oh, I think I experience it excessively. In fact, after Costa Rica, I spiraled down hard and I was like, oh, I did not anticipate this. Oh. And so I was just like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And I was talking to my husband and I'm still coming back from that. And I think part of it was because in Costa Rica, I felt like I was living my best life. Like everything that you intended, I felt it all. And then I got home and I was like, oh, I see a gap. I see a gap. I see some changes. And so one thing that I do, like the very first thing I needed to do was I needed to clean up my dresser and I needed to clean up my room. And so when I'm really spiraling down, I stop and I close my eyes and I'm like, what is stressing me out the most, or what is impacting me the most? And I trust whatever visualization comes to my mind. And so that one was my dresser. And I can't, like, you know, maybe there's no logical explanation for why my dresser was impacting me so much, but it was just like, you know, I needed to clean up my space. I needed to let my space have a higher vibration.
I did the same thing. I cleaned up my bathroom. Like, I cleaned out all of my cabinets inside of my master bathroom. Like, what the heck?
Let's just make this better.
So that's such a great, what other tools do you have that help you spiral back up?
I do turn to body code and emotion code. And then yoga. Yoga is something that helps me a lot. Breath work and yoga, just really being able to recenter myself and connect to my core again. That's what helps me so much. And then again, I trust my body. And so the visualizations that come up, the ideas that come up, especially if they come up two times or more, then I'm like, okay, this is something that my body's trying to communicate to my conscious self.
I love that. And I know that you and I both are huge fans of the software, the energy software that we both use. Yes. And they just came out with some really amazing new features within our software. Have you been using the multicast yet?
I've used it a couple times on my family.
Yeah. It's blowing my mind, you guys, because it allows us to send, we can choose from a menu basically of the energies that we want to send ourselves, whether it be energies to neutralize something that we don't want or to add to what we do want. So let's just say I wanted sleep or I wanted abundance and prosperity. It identifies the emotional block that you may have that is impacting these energies from being able to be received by you. And it's blowing my mind how accurate it is. It's like you put in the person, you hit scan, and it's like, how did it know that? And then it's like it uses that release of that emotion to be the carrier for the rest of the energies that we're wanting to dial into it. So if you guys are interested in that tool too, like reach out to Kelly or I, we'd be happy to hook you up with it. It's pretty profound. So, oh my gosh, girl, we could talk all night. I know we could. But your computer is dying and my family wants to eat. So we're but I am so glad that you're here. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with everybody before we sign off?
Oh, you know, what comes to mind is I think so often we think we need to trust other people and just remember that you really can trust yourself.
Yes.
And that that's what's going to get you the furthest.
Yes. Amen. 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 Okay. You guys make sure that you check out all of the details in the show notes of how you can connect with Kelly. Is there any other information that you want to like say right now before we go into our outro?
I don't think so. I think that's great.
All right. Bye everybody. Thanks for tuning in. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!